smile at me if you want. I need you to do that. You can smile. 2 Corinthians 3. In verse 12, it says, therefore, since we have such a hope, we're very bold. We're not like Moses, who put a veil over his face to keep the Israelites from gazing at it while the radiance was fading away. But their minds were made dull, for to this day the same veil remains when the old covenant is read. And it's not been removed, because only in Christ is it taken away. Even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil covers their hearts. But whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the what?
Spirit.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what?
Freedom.
And we who with unveiled faces all do what? Reflect the Lord's glory. Say that with me for a minute. And we who with unveiled faces all
reflect
the Lord's glory are being transformed into his likeness with ever increasing glory, which comes from who? Who is the what?
Spirit.
Who is the Spirit? And we, who is we? Who are we? Who with unveiled faces. In other words, that old covenant is gone. Right? In this new covenant, we don't need a veil. We who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory, the Bible says, are being transformed into his likeness with ever increasing glory. Comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. When we look at Jesus, we become like Jesus. There's another passage of Scripture in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 19 through 21. And write it down. It says, and we have the word of the prophets made more certain, and you will do well to pay attention to it. What is that word? And we have the word of the prophets made more certain, and you will do well to pay attention to it. Pay attention to what, Paul? Well, first of all, we have the word of the prophets made more certain. Why, Paul? Or Peter, I'm sorry, Peter said this. Why, Peter? Because that Old Testament word that said the Messiah is coming has come to fruition, because Peter saw it. Peter witnessed it with his own eyes. And so he's speaking from the point of having witnessed it. And he says, you know, we have the word of the prophets made more certain now. I saw him. And you will do well to pay attention to it. Pay attention to what? Pay attention to Jesus. As to a light shining in a dark place. How intently do I need to pay attention to Jesus, Paul? You need to pay attention to Jesus as if he were the only light in the room. Until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. You need to pay attention to Jesus until Jesus rises in your heart. We have the word of the prophets made more certain. You will do well to pay attention to it as to a light shining in the dark place. And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into his likeness with ever increasing glory. This is all about us focusing on Jesus. Why is that important? I'll tell you why it's important. It's important because of these times right now. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It's important. It's important because so many times we want to say, what do I do? Where do I look? How do I deal with this? CNN is on my television 24 hours a day. I'm addicted to CNN. I have to see terrorism on the news. have to listen to these political pundits day in and day out telling me about all this stuff that I really don't want to hear about. There's racism in this country that's going, that's rampant. Right? People in our own congregation are dying. Where do I focus, Lord? What do I do? Is there a book? What do I look at? How do I get comfort from this? And we have the word of the prophets made more certain, and you will do a pay attention to it. You will do well to pay attention to it. To who? To Jesus. If there was ever a time for us to pay attention to Jesus, it's right now. Are you with me, church?
Amen.
It is right now.
Amen.
You are not going to get edification from CNN. You are not going to get edification from television. You're not going to get it from the world. You're not going to get it from some social worker or psychiatrist or psychologist. You're not even going to get the kind of edification you need from another brother. Not what you need. What you really need is Jesus Christ. Are you with me? And you will do well to pay attention to it. Who? Jesus Christ. As to a light shining in a dark place. You know, my wife and I went to California last year, and in San Jose there are two mountains. One is Mount Umanum toward the west, and there's an observatory on top of it. The other is Mount Hamilton, and there is an observatory on that mountain. That mountain, that observatory, was the one, the telescope that was used to prove Einstein's general theory of relativity. And last year, my wife and I said, let's go up there. Let's check it out. This mountain is huge, very tall. It's perched, the observatory is perched on a mountain that's so high that on cloudy days, the mountaintop rises above low-level clouds, which serve to almost completely seal off any ambient light so that when that telescope focuses, it can see things so clearly because there's nothing to obscure the image. It's really interesting. This mountain is so tall, there are 365 switchbacks going up. Now, I always thought I was a pretty brave guy. You know, I've been in pretty perilous situations. I'll tell you, driving up that road scared the life out of me. That road. And I've been on so many, when my wife and I went across country, there were some switchbacks coming from Arizona. This mountain had no guardrail on the side. You know, and my mother-in-law said, oh yeah, you guys will get up there probably in about 45 minutes. It took us 2.5 hours to get up there. And it took 2.5 hours because my face was pressed up against the glass. I was like a little kid. I wasn't even on a motorcycle. I was in a car. And I was like a little kid. I was going 3 miles an hour around this turn going, oh, what if a car is coming around this way? Because when you look down, I think it probably would have taken probably 3 or 4 minutes to hit the ground. You know how far down that is going at terminal velocity? What's that, 33 and a third feet per second, taking you 3 minutes to hit the ground? Oh my gosh. I was scared to death. But, I don't know, probably didn't do the math right, but bottom line, it was, you get the picture. So, when we got to the top of the mountain, I asked, well, we got there, the place was closed. So I asked. Yeah. So, So I said, all right, where's the bathroom? Because 2.5 hours for me at this age, it's not working. So where's the bathroom? So I looked at the entrance, these glass doors. There was a woman doing something who worked there. And I asked her, where can I go? Where's the bathroom? She says, I'll let you in here. She let Nita and I in. She says, hey, look at this. She said, would you like to take a tour of the observatory? Now, that to me is God. I mean, I don't care what anybody says. This woman was like an angel. She said, would you like to take a tour of the observatory? Me and I looked at each other like, yes, we would. And then, so this woman brought us into, it's like this sanctum of sanctums, this area. It was created, it was built in 1876. And this telescope is just amazing. And there's this dome and this architecture. And, you know, this man began to describe in detail for us things about the telescope, how it worked. He described refraction, which is how light kind of interacts, sort of in a prism. He talked about a multiple mirror telescope. And multiple mirror telescopes are interesting. He talked about how, for example, pointing at the sun, a multiple mirror telescope can combine reflections into a composite picture of the sun. So if that telescope's pointing at the sun, there are these mirrors that somehow combine this image into one composite picture of the sun. And I thought of that scripture. And we, who with unveiled faces, all reflect the Lord's glory. Isn't it true? One of those mirrors doesn't do the job. The collective is what creates the composite picture of the sun. You are that mirror. But you alone can't do it. See, let me tell you the mistake I made as a young disciple. Instead of looking to the sun, I was looking to a brother. You with me? See, my faith, your faith comes not from looking at each other. It comes from looking at the Lord. Amen. See, so often when we come in here, we come in without the inspiration that comes from looking at the Lord. What am I talking about? I'm talking about this. This is the only way we do it. What did Peter mean? He says, and we have the word of the prophets made more certain, and you will do well to pay attention to it. Pay attention to what? Pay attention to this. As to a light shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star, Jesus, rises in your hearts. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation. What's he talking about? He's talking about looking at the word. When we look at this, and we come in here, we all have something to share with one another. Amen. Are you with me?
Yes.
I saw Jesus. Oh, did you? What did it look like to you? Oh, man, this is what it looked like. Well, what did it look like to you? Oh, man, this is what, well, that's different than what I saw, but that's cool. And what did it look like to you? And once we get this collective picture of Jesus Christ, we become edified. But when we come in here looking at one another, what do we have to share? What do we have to share? Where's the inspiration come from? I made this mistake so many times, looking here instead of looking here. And it almost caused me to fall away. With unveiled faces, all reflect the Lord's glory. You know, this isn't easy to do. It's not easy to do because there are distractions that keep you from doing this. I understand that. Am I right about that? Huh? And I'm not just talking about terrorism, and I'm not just talking about politics, and I'm not just talking about people passing away. I'm talking about life's worries, riches, and pleasure. And we need this. We need this. My message is really short today. It's short. I prepared a message, actually an extended communion message. So I'm at the end right here. But I have to tell you one thing. I have to tell you one other thing. So, you guys remember the movie Enter the Dragon? Enter the Dragon, right? Bruce Lee is teaching one of his young disciples, right? He's got that young disciple there, right? And he's teaching him how to focus. And he says, it's just like a finger pointing to the moon. And the young disciple looks at his finger and he smacks him. Don't look at the finger! Or you will miss all that heavenly glory. Look, we gotta stop looking at the finger. The finger points to the glory, right? We're looking at the wrong thing. So often we look at the wrong thing, so we have nothing to share with one another. May God be glorified is the thing. We have the word of the prophets made more certain, and you will do well to pay attention to it as to a light shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Pay attention to Jesus until Jesus rises in your hearts. Amen.
Amen.